Now, these are just very small examples, and we may say that Buddhism speaks this language, the language of myth, on a much grander scale in some of the great Mahayana sutras, like the Saddharma Pundarika Sutra, the Sukhavati Vyuha Sutra, the Gandavyuha, the Avatamsaka. We've no time to go into all this, but one thing we can say, and that is that this is the language of myth, that we must now learn to understand. If we can understand, if we can read, as it were, this language of myth, we shall not only be able to grasp Buddhism intellectually, but also assimilate it emotionally. So far in the West, we may say our approach to Buddhism has been rather one-sided. It's been a predominantly intellectual approach, and it's time that we try to redress the balance. The Buddha, as we know, gained enlightenment sitting beneath a tree, the Bodhi tree. And the tree is one of the most important Buddhist symbols. I've no time to go into the significance of that symbol, but one fact we can note about this tree, in fact about trees in general, and that is the roots have to go down very, very deep. As high and as wide as the branches spread, so deep and so wide do the roots have to go. If you have a massive trunk and enormous branches and hundreds of little branches and thousands of twigs, but only tiny roots at the bottom, what happens? Your tree is very quickly and very easily blown over. The roots must be deep and strong, as well as the branches, lofty and large. And it's just the same with us. We may say that the branches of Buddhism, the branches of the great tree which is Buddhism, must spread wide and high within our conscious mind. But the roots of Buddhism must also go very deep down into our unconscious. And only then will the tree of the Dharma be firmly established in our lives. In this way, perhaps also, we may speak on behalf of Buddhism the language of myth.